Hello everyone, welcome to JRMLE Engineering Podcast. Today it's going to be all about money talk. And we will mainly touch on financial assistance for our employees and contractors. Financial assistance equates to mental stability for a lot of our employees. So now we're just going to dig into three main ways companies can do this to support their employees and contractors. One, we have to offer financial coaching. This will deal with how to minimize credit usage, how to minimize spending, how to open private savings accounts, how to open CD accounts, how to open money market accounts, and we're going to utilize eligible public opportunities and share those information over to our employees. For example, sometimes companies like our company has been receiving some information about 50% of childcare or free childcare in other areas. Sometimes they talk about they mention something to do with elder care where you get cheap or free services, and then there's some grants also that come from governments. There are grants coming from nonprofits, for-profit companies, and we can also talk about some emergency financial assistance that also come from governments and nonprofits. So these emergency financial assistance, food, healthcare assistance actually goes to some of the employees who make less money or are less fortunate. So these are some of the things that you want to dive in while communicating with your employees and your contractors. In other ways, every other company can actually offer health benefits, retirement benefits, life benefits, disability insurance, family and medical leave, and it actually helps the employees and contractors feel safe because they also have their own families and they have bills, and they also think about what's going to happen in their life, like in the future. There's also this other opportunity that actually helps with a lot of retirement. We have some baby boomers who are still working up till now, even though they're on their retirement age. And these, some of the retirees can be brought in because their skills are actually good and we still need to utilize those. So when they come in, we can tell them, okay, we're going to give you XYZ benefits if you stay with us for X amount or X period of time. The third way to actually provide benefits to your employees and contractors and to show them how much you actually appreciate them includes compensation benefits. These can mean letting the employee to attend global programs, and these will not just be beneficial to the employee, but it'll also be beneficial to the company. And also, other compensation benefits includes allowing profit sharing, like for example, shareholders receive dividends at the end of the year, a certain percentage. And you can also offer reliable work hours to your employees, like for example, parents who just gave birth and they're like 3 months, they've been staying at home for 3 months and they're ready to come back to work and they don't have childcare at that time, you can offer them to work remotely. Or maybe they can change their hours to how it's going to benefit them, like working evening hours while the husband works morning hours. That way they can juggle their time and take care of their kids. Another thing, other opportunities for compensation benefits include offering a pay raise to your employees and contractors, offering paid vacation hours, offering employee allowances, offering employee recognitions for every successful achievements, and that actually helps them and motivates them to do much better. You can also offer mental health and awareness training and diversity and inclusion in the workplace. So these are just a few things that you can do to help boost and empower your employees. Thank you so much for being with us and have a good day. Thank you. Bye.